All right, so Heath, you won the second city council seat. I wonder if you can just lay out for me. How do you feel now that the race is over and you know the results?
Well, I'm relieved, for one, to be able to move on to the next step. I do appreciate all those that turned out and voted and helped the cause as far as getting me into office. I guess in the end, I like to know that the fact that the message that I had resonated with the voters, and now I have an opportunity to work with the council and with them, the community, to kind of resolve the issues that we have at hand. And I'm sorry, hang on.
No problem.
I've got six kids. Sometimes they're calling me. One of them might be in a ditch. Sorry about that.
No problem. Go ahead.
So, with having known and seen the, ask the question again. I've lost my train of thought.
Yeah. I was just wondering, how do you feel now that you have finished the race, you know the results, you are now the official city council member?
Well, Quentin, that's a good question. I feel honored to be able to represent Homer. I mean, that's the bottom line. And, you know, this is my home, has been for a long time, and I plan on it being until I pop up daisies, right? So I think that the opportunity to serve the community, and the fact that the stand that I took on the issues resonated with the people, it gives me some hope that, you know, I'm moving in the right direction as far as what they want me to do. And now comes the real opportunity. This is where the rubber meets the road. I can't, you know, everything's been set up to this point is basically meaningless now unless I can put that into play. And that's my full intention, is to just be a voice of reason when it comes to the way the council decides how to move forward in policy and expenditure. And I hope that, you know, as I work together with the council, that that we can come together on those issues and make it happen.
All right, perfect. So you had to compete in a special election to get to this point. I'm wondering, you know, the knowledge that you had to go to that second round, did that create more anxiety? Did you have a little bit more anxiety knowing that you had to, you know, that it wasn't over yet, that you had to keep on going?
Well, I think that, you know, running against Bo had some drawbacks in that he was the incumbent. He's very well spoken. He's a sharp guy. And, you know, I know that he put his best effort into trying to serve the city. And so, yeah, you know, the do-over, there's always question on whether, you know, with that second chance, if he's going to be able to garner the votes to get me. And I was a little surprised at, you know, the disparity in the votes that were cast, but I don't know that there was any anxiety added through the process. You know, I respect the process, and I know that with the way the code is written, that you have to achieve certain levels of in order to be elected. And so it was necessary that it be done, and I'm glad that it did get done right.
I'm curious what you consider to be your priorities as a city council member now that you are sitting in that seat.
Well, I got an opportunity to sit down with Katie Kester, our city manager, last week, and we went over some of that. And you know, I think Katie's doing a great job, and I look forward to being able to work with her and the council going forward. You know, I have some concerns about our community. One of the things that I brought up is the, and I think it's going to be the most difficult of all the things that we're going to do. I mean, the budget's going to be an annual thing. That's always an issue. And it's not going to be something that we're going to tuck away and have a victory because we're get through this year and next year we're going to have to address the same. So the budget's always an issue. but one of the key things I want to tackle is really the amount of drug, the drug problem in this community. I've seen a lot of families destroyed over that, and the availability of it on the streets to our young people is very concerning to me. And, you know, I know that the police department works as hard as it can, but they can't reach every corner of the community when it comes to helping resolve that problem. And it's going to come down to our community buying in and taking ownership and standing up and saying, this has to be fixed. And, you know, I don't know how we're going to get there, but it's something I'm willing to put some effort into and see if we can take a stand that will help involve the community and correct that.
So I am going to kind of touch on with the last thing you said. You don't know how we're going to get there. Yeah, I realize you're not the guy with all the answers, and this is a very tough problem communities across the country are facing. Do you have any ideas as far as things that you'd like to pursue, things you'd like the community to consider for the future as far as addressing this problem?
Well, I mean, having grown up here, I understand intimately, you know, the issues of choices when it comes to young people, and they have to have options. And while there exists many more today than existed when I was going to high school or junior high for that matter, we have to be in a position to make sure that as a city that we have the facilities to some degree that opens up these options for these youth. And, you know, I think a community rec center will go a long ways to helping. I know that there's a lot of programs available, but the access needs to be more readily available to these young people. And, you know, one of the ideas that I pitched to Katie and explored was how do we involve these youth in helping resolve these problems, helping them be a part of the solution. And I thought that it might be interesting if we could actually go to the government teacher and say, hey, why don't we get the government class, I mean, we've seen the government students down at our meetings. So what do they do with that experience? They just go back and report on the process? How about they become part of the process? How about they become a think tank? How about they take the issue and make it their own, and they process it, and then they come to the council with some ideas of resolution? And and specifically, I mean, if we're going to talk about the drug problem, I mean, their insight would be invaluable. That would be something that would give the council a real, you know, kind of inside view of what's going on and what they think would help the most. Instead of trying to look from the outside in, have the inside inform the outside. And I just really think as they view the process and become a part of it, they may feel more empowered. And not only that, their voice becomes validated. And that is a really important part is in our formative years is feeling that validation. And as that happens, I think that they have a greater respect for not only the process, but then the community as a whole.
It sounds like you've thought long and hard about this. And I am wondering why, other than, of course, you want to protect, everyone wants to protect lives. We want the community to be healthy. But I'm wondering kind of why this particular issue is, stuck in your mind, in your heart as why do you feel the, I guess, burden to, tackle this issue as a city council member?
Well, I mean, I've got 6 kids and they're growing up in this community. And the evolution of drugs has far surpassed our ability to keep up with them. There's all kinds of synthetic drugs out there. It's not just marijuana. It's not just the simple things. I mean, heroin, it's a very destructive drug, and it's the drug of choice right now through our community. It's not just with our youth. And I have seen firsthand, not necessarily in my own family, but with very close friends, the destructive path that this has, not only with the individual, but with the entire family that's connected to that individual. And it can't help but break your heart. And, you know, I know how I feel about my kids. And when I see parents, have to mourn over the loss of their own children. I feel like that it's my responsibility, especially if I'm in public office, to try and address a problem that is destroying our community, even if it's one family at a time. I mean, our community is made up of families. And so somebody has to protect our young people. And it has to start with the people that are responsible and can see the problem for what it is. And if that takes getting as creative as we can to attack it, then I'm all for that. So it's not about social engineering. It's about taking on things that are a destructive force. And the reality is that we as taxpayers fund our police station that have to go out and confront those problems. And if we can find a way to reduce the problem, then that means that they can spend their time doing other things. And so it's all interconnected. And I think that we can be a force to be reckoned with as far as fixing it.
All right. I am going to kind of start wrapping this up. But before we do, I want to talk about the budget, specifically the vote on Proposition 1 coming up in December. You weren't on the city council when the decision was made to put this to a vote, but I'm wondering, what your stance is on, putting this question to the voters. Do you think that this is something that, we should be considering?
Absolutely. I mean, we are currently collecting a tax that is not being spent to the benefit of the taxpayer. And so if we have access to taxes that we're already collecting and have an opportunity to use it in a place that it's needed, then that's what should be done. I'm not in favor of banking tax dollars if they're not needed. And so now speaking to the underuse of those funds, and maybe that we could be a little more open about the process of using them and making them available to the public. I mean, that's another conversation that's going to have to be had, because if we're going to continue to collect that even after the 3 years for those kind of projects, then we need to be really open about how people can come in and apply for the use of them, because roads are important. I mean, they're part of how we get to here and there, and it opens up the community, and it's important. So there's no debate about the importance of the fund if it's used correctly. But it comes down to where we're at right now in our budget and about being able to fund our activities for next year.
All right. And before I move on to my next question, I just want to make it clear what we're talking about. Proposition 1 to suspend tax revenue to the HART Fund for the city of Homer for a period of 3 years. Heath, my last thing for you. City council seat is a 3-year term. After the 3 years are up, are you thinking you would consider running again? Do you think that this is just a one-time thing for you?
Well, my motivation for running this time was one that I was no longer comfortable watching it happen. It was time for me to be involved in making it happen. And I don't know that I can honestly say what's going to happen in 3 years, because after those 3 years, if I've not been effective in being able to see anything come to pass that I've that I would like to be a part of, then I probably won't run. If I'm not effective at what I'm doing, then there's no point in being there. So That evaluation is going to come down the road, and that's the only time I can make a true decision.
All right, great answer. The last thing I wanted to ask is basically, did I miss anything that you think is important to say? Anything that you would like the community to consider moving forward here?
Well, I think a fairly consistent theme of my candidacy was about our community just really taking ownership of the process of forming policy and running our government. I mean, I really do believe that we are voted in by the people to represent their voice. And to vote is not enough. It then becomes the beginning point for them to kind of bounce their ideas and their input off of us so that we can help bring to pass what they want to see in their community. And so my intention is to try and find new ways of interfacing with our community. The expectation that they're going to come to the doorstep of City Hall, I don't think that's going to happen. You see the stalwarts that show up week after week. But as far as reaching the majority of the community, we're going to have to take it to their doorstep. And I'm going to try and find ways to do that.
All right, perfect. Thank you very much for coming in, Heath.